Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doc.
Hey, good morning.
Do you ever do you ever work with birds?
Yeah, I have my entire career, and it's we still see birds in our practice. A lot of people have them as pets. I don't know that they're the best pet. I always want to say that to people because, you know, they're in a cage. But I'll tell you what, if they start talking, they're good company.
Did you ever have a bird, Kevin?
I have a parakeet, yeah.
Did
Sunshine
you?
And Moonshine.
You had two, Sunshine and Moonshine.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
good name.
And next week is National Dog Week, so any dog owners out there, I don't know what that means. Pretty much dogs do what they want to do anyway.
Well, if you just act like you're happy because it's National Dog Week, they'll be happy.
All right. We got questions from our audience. Thomas in Prospect wants to know, good Dr. Mike, he says, my question is about an outdoor feral cat that comes for food on our porch every day but will not let us touch her. She has a notch in her ear, which we were told means she is a female that cannot have kittens. She has a horrible nasal discharge that we think is affecting her ability to eat, and mine too now. Is there anything that can be done? Her fur looks great. She's beautiful, but that nose is nasty.
Yeah. Well, you know, unfortunately, that's the chronic viral infections that cats get. This is what we vaccinate against, what we try to vaccinate against, distemper and these herpes viruses and Klebsiella viruses that cats get. They're not contagious to us. That's the first thing. But when they get these chronic infections, they get secondary, you know, they get the virus that suppresses their immune system, and then the bacteria comes in, and they get these discharges, and you're right, they can't smell, so their appetite goes down and they have trouble clearing it. I don't want to describe why, but they just have trouble clearing it. And it's a feral animal. You know, even though it's a cat, it's a feral cat, and so you can't handle it. So there's no way to treat it. And even if you could, even owners that have this occasionally, they get them, and before they're vaccinated, they get this. And it never goes away. The long-term prognosis for these cats isn't very good. This kills a lot of outdoor cats in the feral cat population. They succumb to these infections. And maybe if you speak to your veterinarian and you can put antibiotics in the food, it might help a little bit. But that's, you know, not every vet will do that. And there's a big discussion that goes with that. So, that's a horrible disease. And the notch in the ear means that they're neutered, which could be a male or a female. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a female. It just means that somebody did the trap neuter release program. They humanely trapped it. The animal was anesthetized. It was, you know, checked for leukemia and AIDS and neutered. And then they notched the ear so that they don't retrap them. And so it means it's neutered. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a female.
Ah, gotcha. Evelyn and Joseph in Pittsburgh ask, our four-year-old terrier mix was diagnosed with a partial ligament tear in her right knee last April. She is still limping every day, but is happy, eating well, and keeping her weight up. Is it wrong to let her live like this, or should we have surgery to repair it? Please give us your honest opinion.
I don't want to put right or wrong. When they partially tear a ligament, so this is the anterior cruciate ligament. This is the football injury. It's an athletic injury. And a four-year-old dog, I would stabilize it in my own dog. I'd put a suture in to try to, keep that knee stable so that it's not loose. And that would help. You can also do a brace. Speak to your veterinarian about a brace. There's a quality of life issue. The dog's probably acting fine. I wonder if the muscle in that right hind leg is atrophying or getting smaller because of the favoring. It probably is. So it's a weaker muscle now. And physical, sometimes rehab helps. You can do that as well. Hydrotherapy, just like they do for humans. You can do it for animals too. They get on a treadmill underwater and start walking them and then do certain exercises to strengthen their leg and the muscles around that knee. Just like in people, physical therapy. So there's choices. Is it wrong or right? I don't think any of those choices is wrong or right. So you just do your best.
Cindy and Bill in Mars want to know, Dr. Mike, my husband and I sent you a photo of our dog standing on the beach in Florida. After you looked at it, you insisted she was overweight. We thought she was just husky. We've been successful, though, in getting 30 pounds off of her. As you said, it would be. It's life-changing for her. When do we know if she's lost enough weight? She's 101 pounds now, down from 131.
Well, what kind of dog is it? Chihuahua?
Exactly. Exactly. So I actually remember this photo, and it looked like a golden retriever mix, and it probably belongs. And I don't, how do we know when they've lost enough? Have your veterinarian look. We do this, what we call body condition score. It's very easy. Every veterinarian does it on every animal when they look at them. We can tell you where they are in a chart. She was a 9 out of 9. She was at the highest end. She was obese at 131 pounds. So usually I start with about 30% of their body weight, which, in a dog like that is more than 30 pounds. So she's probably going to need to get down around 85, maybe even 80. But you do it slowly like you're doing it. And it is life-changing for the animal. It's like taking a bag of cement off of them, their joints, and they get around easier. It's just such good advice, and I'm really happy that you listened and you're doing that for your dog because you've done something really great for her. And remember, we control what they eat. This is all up to us. There's no problem in the dog. This is completely an owner issue. We need to keep our dogs and animals at an ideal body weight if we can, and it's just really healthy for them. So congratulations. I'm really happy that they're doing that. Have your vet look, and they'll tell you how much further you have to go.
The good Dr. Mike Hutchinson, Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. You can go to kdkradio.com. We have a link to animalgeneral.net and drmikehutchinson.com for some great podcast resources. On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Doc, have a great weekend. Thanks.
All right, you too. Take care.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.